not very different. But I think
in terms of feeling for me, because you centered this notion of feeling.
This interest in looking and being looked at, I think, is closer related to being on the street or in a public space. Because there's a certain manipulation and a isolation that happens in the theater or on a stage where the audience knows that they're entering sort of a fake space or a not real scenario. And I don't believe that. I mean, when I'm performing, it's all, you know, I'm not sort of re-performing things or acting things out in a way. I'm definitely practicing experiential performance qualities. So there is, I mean, for lack of a better word, there's something very real about the way that people look at me and how we look at each other and how we interact in a public space. And there's a little tinge of a difference in the theater. I'm not necessarily making it my life's work to merge the two, because I also love what the theater and stage can do. It can create a fairy tale. It can create this sort of hyper-real space. And there's a lot of room to play in that. Whereas sometimes in a public space, there's not very much room. It's very clear. It's like, you are you, I'm me, we're in a public space, that's it. You know, there's no, I can't all of a sudden do a turn and make you think something else of me.
Why is that?
I could do it, but it would probably make you think the wrong things. I mean, that would just solicit more looking. So also part of my interest in this sort of research of looking and being looked at is the availability of not being seen is also a direct interest. So I taught this class, this performance-based class called Look at Me, Don't Look at Me, and it was all about this relationship of the sort of external performativity and also a more internal gaze that allows you the space that you need to self-care, self-preservation, you know, digging deeper to find some subtle exploration for yourself, but also pairing it with this external performativity and really like inviting the world to see you, but then in the next second being like, please now stop looking at me. Which I think is an interesting practice to do, because in public spaces you don't have that much control over those situations. Sometimes people are just being looked at and they're being heavily seen, and then at other moments people are so invisible, you know. So as a practice and as a class structure or meditation or method or belief system, I'm very interested in the fluidity of visibility and I feel like I explore that not just in dancing, but in the way I decorate my home or, you know, I'm always rearranging things and moving things, and some days I want to see the vase here because I really need to see it, and other days it goes in the cupboard, and that seems very simple, but for me, using sort of everyday objects in this relational way to myself is another kind of way of exposing or hiding information.